love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Warm like a zephyr on the summer air.
My dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
I might as well admit it. Jeannie's getting to be a sort of an obsession with me. I realized that when we were in the country yesterday. Well, listen to somebody else for a minute, and then I'll go on and on and on about Jeannie. Jeannie and I had a wonderful time in the country yesterday, and when I got home, I felt lonesomer than I'd ever felt in my life, because Jeannie wasn't with me any longer. It's one thing to want to be with a girl, but when you can't stand not being with her, it's another thing. I might as well admit it, I'm in love with Jeannie, but I'm in no position to think about getting married. An elevator operator just doesn't make enough money to swing a marriage.
I was sunk yesterday when Dick said goodbye to me. We'd had such a glorious time. Oh, I hated to have him leave me. When people like each other the way Dick and I like each other, they shouldn't ever be separated. At least, that's the way I feel about it.
I wonder if it would be fair to Jeannie if I told her that I loved her. I haven't any prospects, so maybe I haven't any right to say what's in this heart of mine.
This heart of mine was doing very well. The world was far as I could tell.
And then, quite suddenly, I met you. And I dreamed of Gail Moore.
That dawn I woke up singing sentimental overtures.
This heart of mine is gaily dancing now. I taste the wine of real romancing now.
Somehow this crazy world has taken on a wonderful design. As long as life endures, it's yours, this heart of mine.
Shall I take a chance? Shall I propose to Jeannie? Or shall I try to see less of her for a while and... Well, I won't worry about it now.
Unless Dick says something definite very soon, I'm going to begin to see less of him. Well, here's somebody who has something definite to say, thank goodness.